Thank you for joining me, Estra, this Saturday, June 14 to 14-4, talking about you with Estra from Seattle, Washington, USA. This is your car accident radio channel, bringing knowledge and support about you, auto insurance, employers, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, and much, much more. There is nothing better than a nice vacation. It brings much-needed rest and relaxation, more focus and time for contemplation. This can also be a time to renew relationships, give and provide comfort away from busy everyday life, and what this can experience be for a person recovering from an auto accident is invaluable and allowing time to exhale from a traumatic experience, allowing the body time to heal and the mind time to sort out its thoughts. But what about those harassers who are tagging along on your vacation? They were not welcome as an addition when you were back home, and they certainly are not welcome on your vacation. Their attempts to make their presence not only omnipotent, but omnipresent. It's not what you were expecting while recovering, yet they have an agenda for their employer, and in many cases, this goal is to make you either give up your personal injury claim, to aggravate you so much that you do something dumb, or you let them ruin your vacation. Personally, I don't recommend any of these options. The important thing to keep in mind is that this really isn't about them. Let me say that again. This isn't about them. It's about you. You getting better, you getting some downtime, and doing what is in your best of interest, including being your best advocate. This really is about you, not them. So continue to move forward, relax, enjoy this vacation. And today, why don't we spend some time talking about getting the most out of your vacation, even when the harassers are tagging along. Today we'll spend our time talking about keeping portions of vacation to self, having a willingness to tell them to back off, anticipate some of their harassment tactics, your privacy and their prying, and lastly, enjoying vacation activities in spite of harassment. Place your comments and questions on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show, or Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. I'm listening to what you have to say about car accident experiences. There is an inherent level of privacy built into most vacations. Unfortunately, there is a lack of rest for most when working full-time and maintaining family and friend relationships. And fortunately, most places realize people do need some downtime. And for those involved in a car accident, in most cases, this is really an understatement. From the moment that the injury occurs, in my opinion, the games begin to get you into compromising positions in order to benefit those who now have something to lose, and in most cases these corporations have a hard time parting with money when it's time for them to do their part of helping you when involved in an auto accident. The first thing they look for is an escape door, such as, has your payment been made? Can they find a way they can shift the blame onto someone else, including you, if it will get them out of pain? Can you see why a great or even a good vacation would come in handy? The shifts and changes some of these corporations will put you through will make most difficult situations in your life seem like pulling teeth. In other words, most cannot plan or anticipate the hardball they will begin to play with your life. And, in my opinion, the ball they use is greasy and will slip right out of your hands, making it difficult for the average person to grasp the process, or makes it so convoluted it's easy for you to get off on the wrong track, meaning they win and you lose, instead of them helping you in a serious time of need. Therefore, take the opportunity to decide a few things and be ready when confronted with a myriad of tactics or schemes to significantly downplay your claim or downright deal with you from an adversarial position. The point is, even your own personal insurance company can be unsupportive in getting your claim resolved. So you must always be your best advocate and be a great fact, like fact, F-A-C-T, and law checker. This starts with your own insurance policy and can move to the person that hit you. And this also gets us back to the point where we started, where the harassers, you know, the ones that are hanging on to your every word, location, activity. However they can stick to you like glue until, in my opinion, they can find something to blow up and make it larger than it really is so they can get any kind of wind underneath their sails and put you in a place where your ship is on dry land, meaning they have you just where they want you. However, this is not your goal or direction. Your focus is on your recovery and rebuilding your life, whether there or not, whether actually they're there or not. Remember, you never asked for them to come along for the ride. In fact, most injured people can imagine themselves elsewhere, away from all of them. But since this is not the reality of where you are at this time, a nice vacation will do. And spending time deciding how and when you will move from dry land to water and navigate the storms of the process these corporations have created to make life more difficult, in my opinion, means being captain of your ship that eventually becomes fully equipped to protect your interests. To many sick and injured people, they are worse off because of the current legislation that works on behalf of companies and not in those in need after a traumatic event. Corporate profits soar while the sick and injured live life far below the levels they would be if insurance benefits were paid out as promised, just as premiums were paid by the employees or the insured. Now isn't the time to be thinking a lot about what you need to do when you don't feel well, but sometimes, in this case, you may have to. You may have to also think about how much pressure you can endure in the current situation or how much debt you want to take on. There are typically many concerns that you must address, not only about your situation and things you need to do, but also possibly your family, your work, or your friends. So this is definitely a time-out moment, a time-out that can bring you focus and hope of getting through the insurance and or employer process. By the way, in my experience, do not believe everything you hear or are told. Many people will say things in their best interest, which may not be completely accurate in its entirety. Starting to get that right. Again, verify, verify, and verify some more. Some will say things, but won't put it in writing, so be cautious in all your dealings regarding your claim. Frankly, it's very disappointing to learn that many people that are injured are honest and they're rewarded with scheming tactics to increase perhaps the adjuster's bonus and save the company money at your financial expense, which for the most part, sick and injured people need a lot. You know, it's very costly when they aren't paid fairly, and they end up many living in poverty. So as harassers are tagging along, seek out those activities that keep the majority of your time private. And if you do not see options, make sure to ask. Don't be afraid to be creative. Get the most out of your trip. Remember, this time is for your recovery. However, don't give up experiences of your trip because of them. And don't let them bully you. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Estra, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. And this is the reason for talking about you with Estra's radio show, Estra's TV, and blog. Locations where you can join me for additional conversations include my official website of estras.blogspot.com on Blogger. I also have Estras TV on Instagram now, which I hope you'll come out and join me with. Make sure also, by the way, to take the surveys. They're less than 3 minutes. They're hashtag on Twitter, Esther's Accident Survey, which would also help. And if you're actually looking to listening to archives, you can listen to them on Talking About You with Esther on iTunes and also Talking About You with Esther here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, do not hesitate to let them know that they're in your space. A public space does not mean it's open season for them, and duck hunting, or actually in other words, target hunting, is not acceptable. I personally believe we need to create an insured civil rights legislation that truly protects the interest of those injured and dealing with corporations. Many cannot afford 10 years of a legal battle. When did our court systems truly become for the rich? Where everyone else cannot afford a fair trial without risking their entire life savings if they have one. Sounds just like justice left the building. And the only way to change this is when we stand up for better rights and fair play. But while you're on vacation, do not hesitate to state your opinion in public or at levels that are appropriate for the situation. Don't be intimidated by these people. First of all, in my opinion, they should be ashamed of what they've done and how they treat insurance. Next, if they are breathing down your neck, and they have a neck too, and last time I looked, there was more than enough neck space for all of us to be comfortable. Therefore, tell them to back off your neck, air space, or any place else that they invade. If they continue to do this, take a picture, post it on Instagram, and write, "I need my space." Look for a distance, you know, just say, I need some space. And go on about your vacation. If it continues to be a problem, make it known to the vacation staff. They also want you to have a comfortable stay and for you to return. I mean, you have a right for your space and your peace on vacation. No exceptions. So please feel free also to send me a picture on Instagram on Esther's TV. It's time to really bring these situations out in the open in hopes of creating change. Share your situation today on Esther's radio show on Twitter or Talking About You with Esther on Facebook. And as I've mentioned previously, you are important and so are your concerns. Again, make sure to stop by and say hello and share experiences. It's nice to have a place to talk about car accident struggles and victories. As with life, it is indeed about the journey. This week we also had a new video released, and it's titled Surveillance Harassment Uncut. And it's actually a real-time demonstration of what happens when people are injured in a car accident and who file for benefits and what they experience. You'll see the day-to-day intimidation tactics and what must be overcome. So it's a great one. If you actually wonder what people go through and what they experience, it's a great video. It's out on YouTube under Esther's blog. You'll see it says Esther's TV, and you can Google it and find it there. Many of these harassers have been bullies for decades and have been intimidating people for years. They have an idea of what will work against you. In fact, from my observation, they spend a great deal of time figuring out tactics and attempts to get under your skin. If you begin to watch them carefully before going on vacation, remember, that time you want to make sure is your time and recovery and relaxing, all those good things to get you well. But watch their patterns and behaviors. If they're actually watching you, you can certainly be watching them at that time too. In fact, remember that a great defense indeed is a good offense, in my opinion. You don't have to be anyone's sitting duck or target, especially theirs. Take some time from the beginning to anticipate their actions, and when you're correct, know that you're getting closer to understanding how they're choosing to target their intimidation tactics against you. Find ways to put a halt, reduce, or even put a kink or two in their ability to complete this goal. Realize no one knows you better than you, and therefore they're no magician. Yes, they have studied human behavior, but individual personality curves, abilities, skills, there's much, much more that makes you unique. You are so much more than they know. You, however, do know. Leave enough time to make daily tasks comfortable and easy for you. Ensure that they're easy for you and more difficult for them. So spend a little time thinking about how you want to do things and make things work better for you. Should you have to spend all your time doing this? No, you shouldn't. But just make sure that you have enough that you're able to help yourself get the things that you need done. And also, if you have time, make sure to make a decision to help make this the changes that we need legislatively. These corporations have more power than the NRA and make too much in profits to give it up without a fight. So it will take all of us saying these harassment tactics is not what we pay for. It is to protect us, which somewhere down the line has been forgotten. So take a decision to support efforts for change. Once you learn more about their tactics, you'll be able to ward off their inappropriate actions. Be patient. It took them years to learn these tactics, so you'll need some time too. Now, keeping their prying eyes out of your life may sound much easier than it will be. Their efforts to legitimately or illegitimately gain access to your world will be like keeping a chocolate lover away from a candy store. Every tasty morsel of life seems reachable from their perspective, and they will do their best to peel each instant like an onion. However, they do not have as much power as they would like you to believe. Again, you are the captain of your ship, and ask them to place their prying hands, eyes, feet, nose, whatever body part, away from yours. Will they completely get out of your life? Probably not. But remember, if they're in your life, you are in theirs. Take advantage of this opportunity to check out their morsels. To bring a life, you have to have one. So use this time as a learning tool. But always have options to regain more privacy if you need to. Do not let them place you in a box. They are bully space takers if you allow them. So decide what you're willing to deal with, what you won't, and what additional options you have. The key is to keep things in perspective, not to give up or don't believe they have more power than they have or deserve. If you catch them prying, take a picture. Document, document, and document some more. Typically, they don't like things out in the open. They like to hide, throw rocks and hide their hands, as the old folks I used to know used to say. It's harder to keep bullying hidden, though. Again, your privacy should be protected under the law, but currently, some people do act as if they are above it. So until this problem is rectified, do your best to protect your privacy. Okay, now that you've gotten a lot of the harassment discussion out of the way, let's talk about enjoying your vacation. Upon arrival, decide you'll focus on getting better and resting. And keep to the plans of your vacations. Make sure that you have an idea of what you want to resolve or have a plan for when you get back home and you're dealing with insurance companies or employers, and that you realize what you really want from this situation in terms of your health, in terms of what you're going to do when you deal with them, the insurance companies or your employer, and basically where your life, where you want it to go when you get back. And realize sometimes it takes a while before you are able to recover, and sometimes you have to change paths. But, you know, life is a journey, and there's no guarantee that where you start is where you finish, or that the life that you lead is going to be one straight road. There's a lot of turns in the roads, and sometimes you have to just hold that steering wheel and stay tight in the curve and make it around and go to the next thing. But if you stay strong and decide that you're going to go through and move on through all your circumstances, you'll get there. You will get there. And the things that you've learned from the harassment that they brought into your life will be something that you'll take forward and you can share with other people. So the key is to make sure that you really relax and not worry, but come up with a great plan that will help you to do more when you get home and be less stressed about it. So enjoy your vacation. I'd like to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the musicians that helped to make today's special. Let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, same place. No matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech has allowed Estra's radio show, TV, and blog to state her opinions along with her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.